This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Wayne Bell. He creates the column Culture Club, found at FayettevilleFlyer.com. Last week, you got us ready for the fall movie season. A dozen or so movies, and each one sounded like something I might want to see.
Mm-hmm.
Those were movies that we know the exact date they're going to be released.
Mm-hmm.
There's another batch of movies that comes out in the fall and winter that's getting some buzz, but they haven't decided when they'll get to us yet.
Yeah, and that's not uncommon. That's not something you should worry about. I'll remind you, Titanic was one of those movies that was pushed back and back and back. And then, you know, it did incredibly well. But then, you know, there are other movies that were pushed back and you knew that there was a production problem. I don't think this is the case with these movies because these films have already premiered either at Cannes or they premiered at Telluride or they premiered at
Toronto
or Venice. The fall film festivals that really kick off the Oscar season, or even Sundance, so earlier this year. So it could be a case of the film is already made and they're just looking for a distributor, or it was a smaller film and they're just looking to get picked up. So it's nothing to worry about. Now, I will say that some of these movies, if they don't get traction, won't come out till next year. But it doesn't look like any of these are in jeopardy.
What are some of these undated released movies?
One that I'm I'm going to be very happy to see is Roman Polanski's new film, which is Carnage, which is based on the play 2 years ago, God of Carnage, which swept the Tony Awards. It had James Gandolfini and Marcia Gay Harden, who won a Tony Award for that performance. And so now the film is coming out, and Polanski has assembled Kate Winslet, Jodie Foster, John C. Reilly, and Christoph Waltz. So you can't ask for a better cast than that. Every one of them has won at least an Oscar or been nominated. And it's really, it takes place in a living room. It's a small play about two couples that are feuding over an incident that happened between their two children. And it never leaves the apartment. It's a comedy. But it starts to open up some really deeper issues between these two parent groups. And then we have Coriolanus on later this fall, which is Ray Fiennes' take on Shakespeare. And, you know, those have been hit or miss. You get Kenneth Branagh doing Hamlet, and it does very well. And then you have
Merchant of Venice, which had Al Pacino.
And did nothing. Yeah. Or you have, Othello. So that could be good, and it could be a miss. From what I've seen, it's a modern interpretation of it. So, you know, is that going to go in the vein of Romeo and Juliet, or is it going to, you know, actually have some credibility to it? I don't know.
Well, so you didn't like the Romeo and Juliet with Leonardo DiCaprio and
Claire Danes? It was okay. I mean, I thought it was maybe trying to appeal to that teenage audience at the time, you know, which is great because it made a lot of money. I mean, at the time. Then Steve McQueen comes out with, not the Steve McQueen.
I was going to say, wait a second, this is big news.
Steve McQueen comes out with Shame later this year, which has been coming out of the film festivals with a lot of buzz. It's a dark movie about a New York sex addict, and it's got a lot of buzz coming out of particularly Toronto. David Cronenberg brings us A Dangerous Method, which is the story of Freud, and Viggo Mortensen plays it. And it's also got Keira Knightley. And David Cronenberg has a really sordid past with his films.
He's done a lot of horror movies, hasn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, graphic, gory. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he's got
Scanners? Didn't he do Scanners?
I think he did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where heads blow up all over the place.
Yeah. So he's got an interesting background. We need to talk about Kevin is with Tilda Swinton and John C. Reilly. And it's the story of a mother dealing with a Columbine-type shooting, and her son is the shooter.
Right.
And it's got a lot of buzz for Tilda Swinton. She won an Oscar not too long ago. But she's really well respected in the industry, and that sounds like it could be real interesting because we often hear about the victims, and in this case, she's also a victim, but she's a victim in a different way, which is, you know, she's the mother of the shooter. Albert Nobbs is another film that's got a lot of buzz coming, and it's Glenn Close returning to film, and I'm pretty sure she'll return to the Oscar platform because she's been gone for years. She hasn't really been in consideration, mainly because she hasn't done work or she's done TV work. But it's the story of a 19th century Irish woman who has to parade as a man in order to get work. And the pictures are so convincing of her that it's kind of shocking you have to do a double take. The Artist is the Cannes Film Festival winner, which is a silent film.
I'm very intrigued by this concept because it's a silent film about the end of the silent film era.
Right. And so when you put something that's got that pedigree behind it, and then it's also different and it's about film, you know, nothing, actors love nothing more than to reward themselves.
Right. So, and their own industry.
Right. Yeah. So that's why Maggie Smith, you know, won an Oscar for California Suite, and 30 Rock does really well at the Emmys, and, you know, because they love nothing more than to reward their own product, but it did do really well at Cannes.
This will be the first silent movie in wide release since Mel Brooks' comedy silent film or silent movie.
Yeah, and you know, I think it could. The buzz is that it's very relatable, so, or that it's very approachable. So, I think it could have some good buzz behind it. Friends with Kids is Jennifer Westfield and John Hamm's new movie. The couple, they're a couple, and I guess they've wrote and directed this film, and it stars John Hamm and Christian Wiig from Saturday Night Live fame, who I know you love.
Mm-hmm.
And then something I'm very excited about is a film called Butter, and it came out of Toronto, and I'm not making up this plot at all. It's a Midwestern comedy. It got great buzz. It stars Jennifer Garner and Ty Burrell as competitive butter carvers. And it's the story of the competitive butter carving world.
3 or 4 years ago, I would be cackling. But if you go into the, like the 60s or 70s on your cable channel,
mm-hmm.
it seems like the only shows on certain nights are about some sort of edible,
right.
creative competition. So this doesn't surprise me.
And, of course, it got huge buzz out of Toronto. And I think that it's supposed to be really funny, but in a dark sort mm-hmm. of way. I think it's getting Oscar buzz, which when you just look at the premise of the movie, you're like, what? And then finally, Stephen Daldry is coming out with his Tom Hanks film, Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close, which Stephen Daldry in the past has done really well with the Oscars, from Billy Elliot to The Reader. He has got The Hours. For every film he's done, he's received a Best Director nomination. So this is his, I guess, fourth major film. And then it's got Tom Hanks in the title. So, you know, you do have to give it some credibility. You know, and then that's just, you know, Oscar fare. There seems to be a lot of, there's a new Sherlock Holmes coming out. There's another Twilight movie. But there's movies that'll raise the box office. So I know Steven Spielberg has a new live action kind of Polar Express movie.
Tintin, The Adventures of Tintin, which is the most popular comic strip in the world.
Right. So
out of Norway or someplace, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that, you know, you've got these movies that are clearly going to raise the box office. And then you've got these other movies that, you know, could have great potential, too, with the Oscar voters, critics groups, and the box office.
And then there's the chance that something will come in from a director that most of us don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Like
that's
Sideways
definitely.
Did a few yeah. years ago. And you go, oh, that's interesting. Wayne Bell writes the column Culture Club, found at FayettevilleFlyer.com.